We have here a good old friend of mine.
I've known him for a couple of years.
Who even lived in Oshkosh, Wisconsin for a while, way back when, mm-hmm. right?
That's absolutely right.
And this is Mark Phelps. He is the executive editor of AIN Publications. Mark lives in New Jersey. He got to fly out here in a Mooney. And welcome to Oshkosh, Mark. He's got all kinds of surprises for us, so you're going to like this, Rob.
I noticed he has brought his guitar with us,
That's true.
Because I'm not singing, I can
tell
you.
Well, that's saying a lot, because he flew out here in a friend's Mooney with baggage.
And two guitars.
Well, because James is, right. So, Mark,
yes.
As a journalist, I want to know, what is it you've seen so far that distinguishes AirVenture 2019? We all know it's the 50th anniversary of being in Oshkosh for AirVenture. Mm-hmm. AirVenture's been around a lot longer, but 50 years here in Oshkosh. We're celebrating that this year. But what comes to your attention?
Well, for those who are not familiar with AIN Publications, we are primarily a corporate aviation trade publication company. So we come to it from that perspective for a lot of what we do. So this is obviously a different venue for us, although the overlap is noteworthy, I think.
Oh, yeah. In fact, a guest we just recently saw was definitely focused in that direction. Mm-hmm. He's making mods on corporate aircraft.
Right. And I think that people who are really have this airplane disease that we all have, they will find their way into doing something having to do with aviation. And a lot of the people that are our audience are people who carry other people around. And it's... people tend to think of corporate aviation as Gulfstreams with gold-plated toilet seats and so forth, but there's a very practical get-the-job-done aspect to business aviation that I think people who attend AirVenture can appreciate and understand.
I think you'd be surprised at how many BizAv people who work in business aviation attend AirVenture.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'll wander around and you'll be standing next to an Aronca champ talking to somebody, and they'll see that I work for AIN, and they say, "Oh yeah, I fly a Hawker out of Palwaukee," or people that are doing the business aviation thing as a career, but this is their passion to be around anything that flies.
Well, of course, not to mention too with the number of single engine turboprops that we see up here at AirVenture these days. I mean, those are all pretty much business airplanes these days that are new to the fleet. I mean, 15 years ago, they were all twin-engine turboprops.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah.
Even the Cirruses.
Yes, Cirrus does really have a jet now.
And they do
it's
have
real,
that's
the right. Vision, it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. So what are the things that you see in AIN Publications that are just really different from what we might experience if we were just say a Champ pilot or a Cherokee pilot up here at AirVenture?
Well, I mean, we do have to pay attention to a lot of things that you don't really have to worry about if you're flying a Champ. Things like cross Atlantic, the North Atlantic track, reduced vertical separation minimums. That's not really a big problem if you never get above 1,800 feet. International operations, if you're going to fly a junket and it's going to happen at the drop of a hat, and you might wind up in London and then Beijing and somewhere in Australia on a dirt strip and then back to San Francisco and then into New York, that's a little bit different flight planning program.
Although I did read a very interesting blog entry about a guy who flew a Cub from Portugal back to the Pyrenees in Spain.
That was
international operations.
Absolutely.
It was a little different.
It's not to say that you can't do it, and there have been some really phenomenal flights. Well, look at Lindbergh.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
That was pretty much VFR.
Absolutely.
If I'm not mistaken.
And people often don't realize that it's not just some wealthy individual sitting in the back of one of these private jets being shuttled around from villa to villa. I mean, in fact, that's really not even the norm at
all. Yeah, it's it does exist, of course, and that's part of the problem.
We don't have to talk about me. No, I
please.
And certainly that does exist, and but it isn't the norm, as you say. And National Business Aviation Association a few years ago, well, more than a few now, I guess, put out a great publication where they described like three or four working days in business aviation. And they were middle management types in turboprops, single pilot jets in some cases, and in some cases big jets. But they were people who were getting their work done, and this was the only way that they could get that kind of work done, was to be in six cities in 2 days. It was a really, really good publication for people to learn about what this really means when people have to get around to do their work, and their work is good work.
A lot of single pilot jets these days, aren't there?
Yeah. The Cirrus Vision comes to mind immediately, of course.
The Phenoms.
Phenoms. Yeah, there are a lot of people who.
Yeah, there was an eclipse on the ramp when we landed.
Right, and that's an airplane for someone who is committed to learning the airplane, learning the procedures, following up on the training on a regular basis, and keeping up with everything that you need to keep up with to fly in the flight levels with a complex, sophisticated airplane. I think the Vision Jet takes it not in terms of value lower, but in terms of availability for a regular pilot. It's a step forward. Again, talking with a demonstrator pilot yesterday, he's seeing people who are coming out of the SR-22, and it's a relatively easy transition for them. But again, these are people who are going to be keeping up with what you need to keep up with to be flying that high.
That's so cool. So, switching personalities for you. The other thing you have is this guitar here, and you came to the radio station. Because you told me you would sing us a song.
Yeah.
Are you willing to do that?
Sure. Yeah, let's try this. I brought a little tambourine for you to help along with to keep the beat.
Oh, that's totally Rob.
Okay, because I got to tell you, most of the music that I play is in my living room, so I'm not used to playing in front of people. So, Rob, if you wouldn't mind playing the role of the big brown chair, and Amy, you can be the sofa.
I'm a very good sofa.
I could be Mr. Tambourine Man.
Could be Mr. Tambourine Man. So
I've always wanted to do that.
And I think this is a song that you both will be able to relate to. It's called the Aviation Writer Blues.
Oh, I love it. Please.
We haven't had a rehearsal, though, so.
We haven't had a rehearsal.
It's okay.
Can you keep the beat, or you don't have to?
He can keep the beat. He's going to do it.
And if I don't keep the beat, it's my fault, not Mark's fault.
There you go.
All right, so. Is this going to work?
Yeah.
Well, I've been an aviation writer since long about the beginning of time. Every year it gets tougher to afford to buy that imported wine, so I keep on typing. Long as my fingertips are fit to use, well, I drink Chardonnay from a cardboard box and sing the aviation writer blues. Well, you know, we used to earn a pretty good paycheck, but that was long before now. So many folks out there are blogging for free, and a couple of them even know how. So I gotta keep on working. My kid needs a new pair of those $350 basketball shoes. Well, I drink my wine from a cardboard box and sing the aviation writer blues. Thank you. Sometimes I think I might give it all up, get a more dignified gig. But I failed my exotic dancer audition. They told me my butt was too big, so I gotta keep on writing. I think it's all that sitting. Only way I know to pay the dues. Well, I drink fine wine from a cardboard box and sing the aviation writer blues. Well, someday I'm gonna retire. Probably have to buy my own gold watch. I'll set the laptop up on the back porch and pick right up where I left off, because I'm gonna have to keep on working. Hope I die with nothing left to lose. Well, I drink fine wine from a cardboard box and sing the aviation writer blues. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to talk with us. Mark Phelps from AIN Publications. Have a great rest of the show.
Call me anytime. Thanks.
And here's your tambourine back.